Today is the last day of September, but speaker season is still in full swing. It's always in full swing.
It's always in full swing, and it's right now, like you said, Jake, it's at the peak.
It's at the peak right now.
What if you wanted to find a speaker, Jake? Where would you go?
If I were inclined to look somewhere or ask, I'd probably go to Mid-America Speakers Bureau, which is based in Central City with Tyler Carlson.
Central City thing in the central part of the state. It's got an office right there, right next to the Bison Dome. In Central City, they have a Bison Dome. It's incredible.
How close to Main Street?
Maybe 2 blocks.
Okay.
2 blocks is, you know, the Main Street's
I know where the Bison Dome is.
Main Street's kind of odd because it's Highway 30.
Yeah.
So it's a very travel. I don't think you cruise that much in Central City. But anyway, Tyson, be ready. If you want to get there, Tyson will cruise you around. Stop by Central City and see. He'll drive you around. But he's got it set up like that. That website's unbelievable. He gets to talk about budgets, what you're looking for, what's going to happen. If you want to be a speaker, talk to him. But you're looking to hire speakers and you're confused because everybody's like, I'll talk to my neighbor. Maybe he knows somebody. I'll talk to, you know,
whoever. You don't want to go potluck on that.
No, you don't want to all of a sudden go walk there. Because all of a sudden, when the speaker shows up and you're the one hiring him, and then the speaker starts, if it's a fail, you failed.
Yep.
They're looking right at you. Then you go, well, I checked it out.
You didn't.
It's an epic fail.
Did you really vet this
one? Everyone's because he's going to come listen to you.
Yes.
Tyler's going to come listen to you live numerous times.
He vets.
Yes.
If you're curious, the website, midamericasb.com.
Tyler.
Thank you.
In Central City. Now, we've talked a little bit of Aiden Childs today, the Michigan State quarterback. You know, he's got 9 touchdowns, 1 pick on the season. He can run the ball a little bit, too. I saw a projection from Ian Cummings of the Pro Football Network puts him as high as 12th overall in the upcoming draft.
Well, hello.
First round pick in certified middle, you know, pretty high first round pick for Aiden Childs. Do you see, again, we have not watched him a ton. I don't think the stool has watched him a lot. But do you expect to see a first round quarterback coming into town this week? This weekend.
Rule was complimentary.
Well, I said I love him. I really do. I've watched him play in several games. Not
have you?
You know, like I said, they jumped out in the first game. Was it Central Michigan that they played? They beat in the first game. Mm-hmm. And they jumped out on him. It was like 28-0 or something like that. Then the game ended like 28. Mm-hmm. They kind of fizzed out a little bit. But you're going to see a very good quarterback. I think that's a little bit of a stretch. But right now, we also went over the other day, remember the quarterbacks went over and they had some guys listed like at 40th that we thought should be in the top.
That was real time that was weird. That's a weird ranking.
We're not doing that list again.
Yeah, so those for that ranking. But now, body type, body size.
6'3", 235.
Yeah, so there's a lot of upside to him.
Big horse.
Yeah, a lot of upside to him. So could he potentially be in himself in a first round? Because, yeah, there's a potential of that. I think he's a good player. I think that would be pushing it. But he's going to get drafted. So the quarterback that's coming in here, at some time, whenever he's in the draft, he will get drafted.
Yeah. Maybe first rounder. Hmm.
That same mock draft had Fernando Mendoza, number 1 overall for Indiana.
Childs is completing 68% of his passes.
Yep.
He's, like, again, 9 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Also, the one pick stands out.
39 carries for 154 and 2 touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah. He can move. He can move around. He'll have some designed runs. You know, and when the coaching breaks down, he'll be able to make some plays with his feet. That always makes you nervous.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Makes you nervous. Rule says he's a thinker. He's smart, plays a position well.
There's always a chance on some sort of scramble play of someone getting turned loose, something down the field in a big play, because he can whip it too. So it'll be interesting.
Yep. It will be. He's what they got, it sounds like. I mean,
But a first-round draft pick sounds like a lot, but like I said, it's so hard right now. I mean, the fans had everyone, you know, not the fans, but the pundits had everyone that the NFL was going to tank for Arch. They're going to try to lose games to make sure they could get the number one pick.
Think about Arch. That.
Just think about that. And so that's a little off right now.
Really,
it's really
hard to fathom how wrong they were about Arch. And how a narrative can really get rolling.
Yeah, especially, too, with because Arch was, like, not bringing it on himself.
No, not at all. No, nor was Sark.
No. Neither one was like, well, I think he's this and that. No. Just
got out of control.
But that's what can happen.
It depends on, again, your thoughts on Drew Aller at Penn State. But there is a chance that this is the best quarterback to see the rest of the season for Nebraska. I mean, Jaden Maiva, excuse me, at USC is good.
He's good.
And he could be in that conversation for the best quarterback left. But you're looking at Childs, Michigan State. Malik Washington, we like at Maryland, but is he better than Aiden Childs?
True freshman. I would say no
right now. Childs,
no,
okay? No. Then Drake Lindsey, Minnesota. He's not.
No.
I watched Lindsey on Saturday. He is pure pocket. Yeah. He's a big dude. Big. He's 6'5".
You take Childs over him.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, then Preston Stone, Northwestern, not a conversation. Maiva, USC, okay.
It's conversation.
Interesting, does some stuff.
Then you have UCLA, whoever they're, Nico. Who's had a
rough go. I don't
mind
Nico as much as a lot of people, but he hasn't
scored
played
14
well.
Against Northwestern.
Yeah, he hasn't played that well.
Scored, 10 or whatever it was against New Mexico.
And then Drew Aller, again, he's not a bad quarterback. Is he better than Aiden Childs?
Well,
and then Gronowski to end
Aller.
The year.
Okay. I mean, Aller's going to be highly drafted, right?
Yeah, if someone said like that, and it would be kind of a, I don't know if it's a hot, the word hot take. I don't even like that. I don't even hate that. I hate those
hot
words.
Take.
But I would take Childs over Aller.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'm not pushing back
and
on
then,
that.
And then Gronowski to end the season. So this potentially could be the best quarterback you see the rest of the season for Nebraska on Saturday.
Absolutely. 100. Absolutely. He's what they got. They don't have much of a pass rush. I'm just getting some texts because I was expressing how much I don't know. And some experts are saying no pass rush, no pass
Do that
rush.
Again. Do that again.
Experts.
I love that.
No pass rush in their secondary's average. So Dylan should deal. Dylan should deal in this game. Score 35. Don't allow 31. Maybe if they won 35-31, it wouldn't bother me. I'm all about right now just win. I don't care. I don't even really care what it looks like. Just get the W.
Can I give you some great news that Rudy told me during the break regarding this weekend?
Rudy.
You remember how we talked to Bill Simonson, the huge show, Michigan, a couple weeks ago?
Don't tell me.
He's coming back on this Friday because he talks about Michigan State as well. He can preview Michigan State. We're talking to Bill Simonson again Friday at 8 a.m.
We're getting the huge show part two.
Oh, huge. Great.
Yeah.
Huge.
We can talk a little bit about his trip to Lincoln.
Yes.
He
was
calls
here.
Himself huge.
He calls
the
himself
huge.
Bill. Not even Bill. I'm huge.
Yeah. Huge.
He was great. I love that guy.
And the guy was unbelievable. He has incredible stories.
Talk about the farm and
betting on people. Pies to get, get a pie and having, get your bets in.
We're having him back on.
On Friday at 8 a.m.
How great is that
Bill Simonson returns.
Rudy.
Thank you, Rudy.
We got a game this weekend. 3 o'clock.
Yes, FS1.
It's a nice time.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.